This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. Really, anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. If you make the call, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on our website, including the bulletin board system with over 76,000 posts, 1,100 people or more interacting there. There's a lot to see and do on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, and it's all free. It's fun style posts all the way to serious issues. You'll find it all there at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the Free State Project has the first 1,000 pledge going on right now, which is pretty exciting. We talked about it, I think, on Thursday or Friday or Thursday last week when it first launched, and it's been just a few days, and already over 60 people have signed on to it, which is really exciting.
60, Torgo, huh?
Have you heard about this yet, Torgo?
I have. I listened to Friday's archive.
Right. The first 1,000 pledge essentially is a new pledge for the Free State Project, and it's open to everybody, including people that are not Free State Project members. It basically says that you'll go, you will move to New Hampshire within the next, by, December 31st of 2008. So right. About 3 years, a three-year window, if 999 other people agree to do the same thing.
By when?
By the end of this year.
Okay.
So there's a one-year window where 1,000 people have to say yes, and then all those 1,000 will be there by the end of 2008.
So we're well on the way of getting the three people or so a day that need to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going pretty quick there. You can get all the details at freestateproject.org. All right, guys, we got lots to talk about tonight, of course. It is Martin Luther King Day, which, well, means a lot of people didn't have to work, apparently.
It does mean that.
And
there were no banks open today, no mail today.
Torgo, before the show, you told me that you thought this was a racist holiday, and we're going to talk about that coming up tonight.
Yes, we will.
I want to find out exactly what that means. And White Rabbit has dug up some interesting Martin Luther King quotes that we're going to share with you, some pro-liberty quotes, because some of the things he says sounds kind of on the socialist side. But he's also had some very libertarian-leaning sounding quotes, so we're going to share those with you coming up tonight. If we get a chance, of course it is your show, you can bring up whatever you want. But I want to start with an email from Marcia. Subject is
freaks. Marcia, Marcia. Thank you, I was just about to do that.
She wants to talk about freaks.
Freaks!
Well, actually, she thinks we're the freaks.
She may very well be correct in that assumption. Regardless of what her email is about, that just may be one of the truest things that's ever been stated on this show.
Well, on this show, we talk about the issues from a pro-liberty perspective. We take a pro-freedom perspective almost every issue, every single time. And I say almost because you're here, Manwich.
Thanks for that.
But it can be, for somebody that's just tuning into the show for the first time, we're not an introduction to liberty show. We're not a show that exists to give you the new, to treat you as though you're a newbie every single night.
No.
And unfortunately, that means that some people are kind of going to be left behind in the dust.
Yeah.
It means that some people are going to tune in and not understand at all what it is that they're listening to.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to being in the two-party paradigm. They're so used to being in the rah-rah team, my team's the best, Republicans slash Democrats, whichever one it is that they've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
They're so used to being in that rut that they can't fathom the idea that someone would disagree with both of those groups.
Mm-hmm.
They can't understand.
They draw a lot of conclusions
right.
Based on what you're disagreeing with. Like, if, for instance, I disagree with
the war on drugs.
War on drugs.
You're a drug user.
That's absolutely what they say.
Right.
If I disagree with prayer in school, I must be some kind of liberal Democrat.
If you think there should be gun rights, you must be a gun nut.
Yeah, I must be a far right-wing Republican and love George Bush if I think that there should be gun rights.
But then you say you want to end the war on drugs. And that totally confuses people.
Absolutely.
People
they have
don't
no
understand.
Idea. They don't even believe you exist. They don't even...
You're
such a strange animal
right.
That they think you're just making crap up.
Right. They think you're just trying to get... they think you're trying to create an effect. They're trying to get a reaction from people. In fact, I've had program directors tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them love the show, but I had this one general manager tell me he thought I was hamming it up. No. I'm for real, buddy.
No, he... But did he pick the wrong one of us, you know?
So 800-259-5791, if you have any comments on Marsha's email, it's a short email. But in this email, she covers so many different topics that she just doesn't understand. So, I mean, we literally could pick this apart as deep as we want to and spend at least an hour on it if we wanted to. Yeah. So we'll see what happens here. Again, if you want to comment, 800-259-5791. So this is what it's like. Just imagine being in Marsha's shoes. This is what it's like for a lot of people coming across a pro-freedom principled message.
Mm-hmm.
Here she goes. Your show about the kids who saw the swingers at some hotel in Florida was interesting. I really now understand...
Interesting in the sense that you use the term in order not to say some bad adjective.
I guess.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I really now understand what kind of freaks libertarians are. Basically, libertarians don't want government in their lives at all, don't want limits on any behavior that a human can engage in, and are cynical about motives behind rules in the public square. Did I get that right?
No.
I would have to disagree, yeah.
Okay. Now, first off, you can't generalize too much about libertarians because Ian and I are both libertarians, and we both sit at very different ends of libertarian
You're
spectrum.
A minarchist libertarian, and I'm a free marketeer libertarian.
I believe
a free marketeer. You even choked on that one that time. That was nice.
Ian doesn't even like the idea that there would be public a public square, so the behavior within it doesn't even pertain to his beliefs. I think that there should be, you know, rules on the public square, and I would say that people shouldn't be able to run around naked and copulate.
If you're going to have a public square, there's going to be rules.
There's
going
to have to be rules,
and
I would say that you shouldn't be able to copulate.
Well, now, I don't, not that I don't believe in public squares. I don't like that word public because it's misused. I think there could absolutely be public squares where the public's invited and allowed to be there.
Sure.
It's just that it would be privately owned.
Right.
And in the case that it was privately owned, the rules would be clean and clear instead of this government junkyard of rules that we have where people don't even understand all the rules that apply
you know,
to them when they walk there.
It's very easy to comprehend. You can go to Target and walk around at your leisure.
That's right. And not naked.
They don't own it. Target owns it, and they have rules on how you behave there.
Right.
If, for instance, there was in a town square, there were several businesses that got together and they put their little pieces of the pie in there. They bought that area so that their customers would have a nice mall type atmosphere. You certainly would have a town square.
Absolutely.
And you'd be allowed to go there, and you'd be allowed to follow the rules that they had there. And if you didn't follow the rules,
they'd ask you to
have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got naked and you ran around cavorting with a bunch of other people, well, there would be a problem. Security would come and kick you out.
Right. So let's jump back, though, to the article that she was, the issue that she's referring to. There was a hotel in Orlando.
In Orlando, yeah.
And there was two different conventions going on at the hotel at the same time. One of them was a convention of swingers. And the swingers were having some sort of a swinging party, and that involves nudity and dancing. And
in the grand ballroom, they were, you know, doing whatever they needed to do.
Right now,
which I'm sure does not mean that the grand ballroom was open for everyone to see.
They just left the doors wide open, and they were putting on a free show for the guests.
No, apparently,
come on by and watch us fornicate.
No, apparently, what happened was there was also some soccer players having a convention of some sort or a get together, like soccer moms and kids. And that sort of thing.
See, that's just bad management by the hotel event staff.
It was
absolutely
bad management
by the hotel event staff.
Yes. However, and in this case, the soccer moms came across, or actually the soccer moms came across their kids looking through a window of some sort, and the window led into the ballroom to where they put their faces up against it. They could see some people being naked. And that caused the controversy here. So we're going to come back with more about this and why it is that she says we don't want limits on any human behavior. That's not the case.
No.
I'm all for private property limits, and the hotel can set whatever limits they want. I think it's Marsha that wants to set limits on everybody's behavior,
no matter what
property they're on. We're going to come back and talk about this more. We might have a guest on the line as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com where we have a poll. We have a brand new poll. It's poll.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it.
That's P-O-L-L.
Right, P-O-L-L. Poll.freetalklive.com. The question is, should we change the way we do our archives? Because for the longest time, we've had one-hour-long segments in our archives. And now the question has arisen, well, should we just do it all as one big file? Should we just do one big MP3 instead of two or three MP3s?
And at the moment, that's the option that's winning.
At the moment, the one big file is winning. The upside of the one big file, apparently, is that it will allow iTunes listeners, the people that use that to listen to the show, it will allow them to get the entire show much easier. The downside is for people like me, who, for instance, if I'm listening on my MP3 player and it powers down or something like that, I'm in the middle of an hour, I have to fast forward to the middle of that hour if I want to resume where I left off. And if the hour, if
if it's an entire show that I would have to fast forward to the middle two, it'd be a big pain. So there are a couple different sides to this.
I have a friend who says that he's selective about the hours, and it's based on the descriptions. He just kind of picks and chooses his hours throughout the week. And
so we need you to go and vote on this.
Yeah.
At poll.freetalklive.com. Add your comments as well. We certainly appreciate it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Doug Stanhope. Doug Stanhope, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon for you?
Yeah, he's way out in Arizona.
Oh. Well, good afternoon, Doug.
Yeah, no, I'm in San Francisco right now.
It is afternoon in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
It's morning for me when it's light out.
Now, Doug Stanhope, you are you're a comedian by trade, correct?
Yeah.
But you're also a
according to some people.
As I understand it, you're also a libertarian and Free State Project member.
Yeah, I'm still a member of the Free State Project. So when they picked New Hampshire, I had to bow out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I like freedom and all, but cold? Come on.
Doug, now you're still a member or you bowed out? I'm not quite sure I understand.
Well, I haven't made any steps to make the move.
I see. Well, that's okay. You don't have to move yet. It's when you reach 20,000, when they reach 20,000 that everybody has 5 years in which to move. And just to let you know, Manwich and I are Florida-born and raised, and we've never really spent any decent amount of time up north, so we're going to deal with it for the freedom thing.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I guess I'm doing okay having lived up north and having all the extra built-in, you know, insulation that I've got from being a hefty fool like I am.
The old fat man.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to find a good way to say it without being, just a fat... Never mind. Forget it. All right. So.
All that self-censorship.
Yeah,
I want to sue the government for the stutter that I now have when I do radio.
Yeah.
You're trying to censor myself. You have no idea what, I mean, it's such a gray area as to what is offensive or considered obscene that you don't know until I've already fined you and thrown
right.
you off radio.
Yeah, both times that I just stopped myself, I was going to say words that were relatively tame, but at the same time that I know words that were tamer have gotten us in trouble. So I was just like,
yeah, exactly.
What can I even say? I don't know. No,
we pretty much pretend that there's just four words you can't say.
Okay.
Yeah, what
and
are
we
they?
We can't tell
no.
you.
Okay,
I'm not going to tell you what they are. So, Doug Stanhope, what is it that...
It's so ridiculous. I just finished playing the Purple Onion out here, which is where Lenny Bruce performed a lot. And it just made me think how sad it is that Lenny Bruce is still relevant today. Like when someone who makes a career out of, you know, tearing down social ills, you'd hope they'd become irrelevant quickly, but all the same problems are still here.
Same
Nothing's
same.
Changed. It's really sad.
No doubt about it. This country's messed up, and a lot needs to happen here. And we're glad that you're out there, you know, not only doing comedy, which is great, but also kind of, I guess, promoting the libertarian message to some extent. Do you incorporate that into your act at all, like an anti-government, pro-freedom kind of a message?
Definitely. I incorporate a lot of the tenets, and I'm not up there pushing the Libertarian Party.
Of course not. They're not worth pushing.
You mention party politics, people just glaze over.
No, I can't. Personally, I don't think the Libertarian Party is worth mentioning at all.
I think the best bet to ever get a libertarian president is to run him as an independent with libertarian ideals. Because there's so much in the party that people would point out and exploit. And, oh, you want everyone to be doing drugs and you want all these illegal aliens
right.
to come right in. The party is easy to twist. But if you had a viable candidate running on a lot of those ideals that people agree with just as an independent, I think they'd have a very good chance.
So you just kind of incorporate a libertarian theme to some of your comedy, then?
Yeah,
that's cool. How do you
a lot of it? I don't understand. I don't understand economics for squat. So I never want to get myself in a position where I can't argue my way out of it.
Right.
So again, and when the libertarian conversation comes up, a lot of people go after. Well, then corporations will, and I. Yeah, that ain't my expertise, so I just shut up most of the time.
Just pass them on to us, Doug. Anybody that has that objection, send them our way. We'll tear them up.
Yeah, that'll force Ian to develop a position on it.
So, what, corporations?
Well, no, I'm sorry. It'll force you to have some sort of actual means of continuing to explain your viewpoint.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that has happened in the past when we've had that argument with, we've gotten into how are things going to be entirely handled in the free market, and Ian's answer has a tendency to be, oh, well, let the market decide, with absolutely no explanation behind it other than that, and no means
that's
to back himself up.
Some question.
But no, it's good.
That's about as far as I get, too.
Right.
I get sound bites. I'm like Mary Ruwer with swear words.
That's awesome.
Hilarious.
And
you get that libertarian newsletter, and it's they have it. It's almost it's so pandering sometimes that it's offensive. That well, you know, you ask, is that her name, Mary Ruwer?
Yeah,
Mary
Ruwer. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of her softball answers is just, are you talking to me like I'm five? Come on, there's a lot of holes in this theory.
So where are you playing at? Because people should come see you, because not only are you a good principled libertarian, but you're also very funny from what I've seen. Where are you playing at?
Tonight I'm in Mill Valley, but you're not going to make that gig. But next week I'm at the Boise Funny Bone.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm disappearing to Costa Rica for a while.
Nice.
It looks like beginning of February you're in Costa Rica, and then after that back in Arizona.
Prostitution
is
legal.
There's always that asterisk when I go to Costa Rica. There's always asterisk of whether or not I'll actually come back.
Well, prostitution's legal in Costa Rica.
We should do the free country project and just move everyone down there.
You know what? That's interesting. I've actually kind of been keeping my eyes on Costa Rica. It's certainly an option. They've got they've got a bit of a libertarian contingent in their state in the state house there.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty much make up the rules as you go.
No military in Costa Rica. Prostitution is legal.
I'm still unsure if whether or not it's legal and or if it's just illegal, but no one cares.
As I understand it, it is totally legal.
That's cool.
Right. Torgo, you have some questions for Doug Stanley.
I have a couple.
All right, Doug, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Very good. Hang on. We're coming back to you. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. We've got Doug Stanhope on the line with us. And, well, you, if you make the call, 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with three brand new Shriners. You can go see them at freetalklive.com. All right, we're going back to the phones. We got Doug Stanhope on the line with us. Doug Stanhope, professional comedian, also libertarian and Free State Project member. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello.
I'm here.
We got him.
Now, my question for you, Doug, is what is it you like most about being a comedian?
It is not working.
When you say working, you mean like laying brick and doing construction work or something like that?
Yeah, not getting up in the morning. I work 45 minutes a night, and I can drink and smoke while I work.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Drink and smoke and just insult people.
Yeah, I'm in a profession where the customer's always wrong. you don't like me? It's all right. Bite me. I can tell.
You know,
I can tell you to get the hell out of my joint.
Actually, I was talking to Ian on the break, and I came up to see you when you were in Tampa most recently, and one of the things that I liked best about it is it was just this late Friday night crowd just full of Tampa club hopping douchebags.
Okay.
It was pretty much what the audience consisted of.
Oh, Ybor City, it's awful.
Yeah. It was so bad. Like, there were
the
people,
dumb of the dumb.
There were people there at a birthday party, and they were just screaming at all the comics and got themselves kicked out. It was a bad night. But the thing that I liked about it is, Doug, while you were on stage, you just, you know, went on with your normal set, and the things you were saying made most of the crowd so uncomfortable they just didn't know what to do with themselves. And for me, that was the best part of the whole night. I just laughed.
Watching
everyone kind of squirming in their chairs, not knowing what to say, because he was just getting angry and calling people names, being like, look, I'm drunk. Leave me alone. You know, that was great.
That's the famous Steve Martin quote, when they asked him why he quit doing stand-up comedy, he said, three words, late show Friday. That's exactly why. Because people, they've been up since 6 o'clock and have, you know, worked a full day as well as a full week, and now they're, you know, so it's their weekend, but they're exhausted and they get drunk quick and they're surly. And,
right.
Yeah. I sometimes enjoy that kind of adrenaline and chaos. It's just going up, and like a lot of these guys, just reading the same script word for word every night would just bore me to tears. I like it when it gets out of control.
So are you? So you're one of those comics that doesn't have the same old gig that you do every single time. You always adding fresh material to your stand up.
Yeah, I have tons of material, and I try to, you know, when it's available, talk about whatever's going on right now. And then you have, you know, whatever stuff to fall back on when you start feeling miserably. It's like jazz.
Just like jazz, man.
Yeah, just, you have like four, you know, songs you can always fall back on no matter what. All right, I've got to ask, and this is completely way off of anything that we've been talking about, and I know you probably get asked about this on every radio show you possibly do.
Sure.
Probably will till the end of time. All right, I got to ask about Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, so it was like a one-time thing I did as a goof. I just did one tape, but they Yeah, they advertised it for 2 years, every 10 minutes on every basic cable channel, that people thought I was like a franchise player or something.
Wow. Yeah, it's like I'm a late night person, so every night, no matter what I was doing, at least once a night I would hear, "Show me where babies feed," you know. So
they take one drunken thing you said out of a week and turn it into your inadvertent catchphrase, like "some retard."
Sweet. And that's the thing. And this is another thing I saw in Tampa. You have people shouting that at you now when you go on stage, don't you?
Yeah, occasionally, which I enjoy.
You don't show them, do you?
I know who not to talk to after the show.
Yeah. Doug, you don't show them where babies feed, do you?
Just one day. Good try, man.
I've pulled that out on stage every now and then, but no.
Oh, man. No, the question.
Awesome. He turned that around pretty quickly.
Yeah. Pretty well. The only reason I was bringing it up is one of the things that I had heard, you know, just from news reports and stuff like that, and you would know from firsthand experience, is that the whole thing is a pretty shady operation overall. And I didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, that guy is seriously the seediest man I've ever met in my career. And I've traveled down some dirty paths before, but that guy's just gross.
He must offer you
everything you would expect him to be.
He must have offered you something real good to work for him then, huh?
Well, at the time, yeah, I didn't know until I actually did the gig how gross he was. But anyone who'd be worried about their daughter with him has reason for concern.
Wow. You know, I've always pictured Joe Francis as being the kind of guy who just, you know. And the way I was describing it earlier to Ian was...
the guy who's in charge of Girls Club.
Yeah, just someone, he's a multimillionaire by the time he was in his mid-20s, flying on his private jet down to New Orleans to give underage girls some blow to take their tops off. Is that pretty much just the life he was living?
Yeah, and then I tried to muscle him into the toilet on the bus and have his way with them while they were, you know, still fumbling for the way to say no.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I saw some really creepy things that, you know, put down that you're going, oh, man.
So you're no longer involved with the Girls Gone Wild franchise.
One last thing I want to get confirmation on. Wasn't his cancellation department just like a bank of unmanned phones that no one was allowed to answer?
They told me the running joke when I went into the office the first time that, yeah, the bank of phones, that they said that those are the cancellation lines. You get fired if you answer them.
Wow. Amazing. Hey, Doug, do you have a website?
Yeah, DougStanhope.com.
Doug?
Or if you're on MySpace, it's MySpace.com/DougStanhope.
DougStanhope.com. And what do they find on your website? Do you have video clips and audio clips and stuff like that?
I don't think I have any video up there. I got some audio clips. I don't run it. Like, when I update, all I know is Hotmail, so I just email it to my web guy and he makes it look good. But yeah, no, I write quite a bit on there.
Good deal. All right, so he's got a Boise gig coming up, right, Torgo? What else we got?
Let's see, Doug, you're in Mill Valley tonight, but you're in Boise Wednesday through Sunday. Then after that, you're in Costa Rica for the Super Bowl, and then you'll be back in Arizona, correct?
Yeah, as once I start in February, I'll be on the road. Not all the dates are up yet, but most of them are, but I'll be on the road straight until May. I got tons of Midwest. We just put a Chicago gig together, bunch of stuff in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Appleton,
so,
D.C., Des Moines.
DougStanhope.com for all the details. Now, Doug, hopefully you'll get over your fear of the cold and maybe end up in New Hampshire with all of us sometime. We'll look forward to meeting you there.
I look forward to it eventually.
Thanks.
When I'm independently wealthy and don't have to get out of bed when it's cold.
Do you guys have any other questions for Doug Stanhope?
I think I'm good.
Fantastic.
Good.
Doug, thank you for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Have a great night, man. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Dave has been waiting patiently in Pennsylvania. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Dave in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
No, it's actually Jason.
Oh, it's Jason in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Got a question about syndication and the issue of property rights and how that would tie in with syndication.
Syndication of what, exactly?
Your radio show.
Oh, that's a good topic. It sounds interesting. Hang on. This is Jason, so hang on. We're going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you. 800-259-5791. Syndication and property rights. This is your show. Also, we're going to get back to Marsha's email. She thinks we're freaks.
There's a lot more.
Freaks.
Yeah, there's a lot more to Marsha's email. That's all coming up. Martin Luther King Day as well. We'll talk about that, how Torgo thinks it's racist. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Dorgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go get them for free. Right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, no games. You just go get them free. FreeTalkLive.com. All right, back to the phones we go. The show about your calls, 800-259-5791. We go back to Dave, Jason.
Jason.
Jason in Pennsylvania. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Jason, Dave, it's all the same. Doesn't matter. Hey, all right, so here's what I want to ask is intellectual property rights, and how that would tie in with syndicating a radio show such as yours.
Okay.
If let's say somebody here in Pennsylvania wanted to rebroadcast your show
mm-hmm.
on their radio station, and right. or try to take it off your live feed somehow, I don't know the technology and whether that can be done or not, but somehow just steal your show and charge their advertisers for. Mm-hmm. The ads on that airspace that you guys would normally be getting paid for.
Right.
I imagine you guys get some cut of that pie, or you get paid for the syndication, or
well,
somehow you guys.
here's how it works. Here's your inside radio tip for tonight. When our
this only applies to Free Talk Live. It's right. All about the contract that you that one negotiates in this business, and this is ours.
Well, there's three different ways syndicated radio works, and we work in one of those three ways. The first way is a syndicated radio show might pay a radio station to pick it up. Usually, when a syndicated show is paying a station, it's like one of those health talk shows where they're selling some sort of a product.
Mm-hmm.
Just utter garbage radio. And then there's
your colon cleansers and get rich quick stock schemes.
Right. There's the other side of that coin, which is radio shows that are syndicated that require payment from the radio station, where the radio station is paying for the rights to broadcast that show. That's like your Howard Stern.
Howard Stern
on the radio. He doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh, I believe, costs.
I don't know that he does. I do know that Dr. Laura costs.
Rush Limbaugh costs probably the non-clear channel stations, I bet. And so there's some radio shows that are like that. But the majority of talk radio is run on the barter system, which means we give them the show for free. And in return, they're supposed to run some of our network radio spots. So, for instance, they would have to run our Free State Project commercials that we run during the show. So what you're kind of asking here, Jason, is that if they were to pick up the show on a barter basis and just override all of our commercials,
yeah,
how would we feel
right.
about that?
Exactly. There we go.
Well, we clearly didn't tell our advertisers that they would be on in, where did you say it, in Pennsylvania?
Right.
In wherever. Lewistown, Pennsylvania. We didn't tell them, we're going to be broadcast on a station in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. So they're not losing anything in that sense.
Right.
We're not losing anything in the sense that people are hearing our show and they'd hear it one way or the other. We would probably...
But, wait a minute. You're not losing anything in that sense, but what you are losing is equity and value in your broadcast. If everybody did that, and if all of your syndicates that are broadcasting all over the country.
You're asking about a real business. I'm sorry. I guess I thought I was. We were sort of talking about micro broadcasters or something like that.
Well, no, I'm talking about real bona fide radio stations. If all the stations that are syndicating your show, which is what gives that show value to your advertisers, if they all said, you know what, we're just going to steal it and broadcast it and put our own commercials in there, how would that play into you guys being able to be successful?
Well, I'd try to sue them.
Well, odds are good.
Now wait.
I was going to say, odds are good, Jason. We'd probably never know about it because unless we were in that particular market and able to monitor their on-air feed, we wouldn't really know if they were screwing us or not. So,
But what I'm saying is eventually you would probably know because when you went to try to put a show in that market and sell a show in that market, that they would say, well, it's already here. And you'd say, oh, geez. So if you try to expand,
in that particular case,
it's still more valuable to expand and be in more markets so you can charge more for your advertising. So I guess what I'm saying is it would devalue your show. And in that case...
Let me address something you said there. Suppose we call a program director of competing radio station in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, this imaginary place we're talking about. Then the competing one would say, oh, heck, we're not in there. If somebody's playing it, they're playing it without our endorsement, in which case they have no contract. If you, sir, would like to take their programming off the air or compete with them, then, you know, here's your opportunity.
Yeah, because we have an agreement with all of the stations that are carrying the show. There's a signed document that specifies who's supposed to do what and what's going on. And so, under a system of contract enforcement, then it would just be simply a matter of having, you know, whoever it is that's enforcing contracts take care of that.
Well, right, but Ian, you said you didn't belong in it or didn't believe in intellectual property rights. And what I'm saying is that intellectual property rights in this case are important, that if somebody is ripping off your show...
No, this isn't intellectual property rights. This is simply contract.
It sounds like intellectual property.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with
intellectual
property.
Property rights to me because...
No.
Really
intellectual property would be if I had a problem with somebody starting their own show called Free Talk Live somewhere else in the country and taking calls about anything, and I don't. Go ahead.
No. Wait. You said once before that if somebody were to take an author's book and republish it under their name or if somebody were to rip off a video game manufacturer and sell that video game, that would be completely okay, and this is no different.
Okay.
Sounds like it to me. I think he's right.
Yeah, he's talking about...
Don't gloat too much. Don't gloat too much.
He was agreeing with you, Jason.
I know, and I'm going to...
Right.
I'm gonna, kick him on intellectual property rights with the snow penis, because he didn't believe in intellectual property rights with snow penis, but he does in your case.
Hold on. There's intellectual property in snow penis?
I'm confused. I'm going to hold you over another again, segment, which is unusual. So hang on, all right? 800-259-5791. This is your show, and we'll iron all this out coming up here. I need to figure out what I believe. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. Bring up any political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Talking about intellectual property, and Jason is on to something here. Jason, you're back from Pennsylvania, back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Now, you've pointed out that if we're looking at intellectual property here in regards to this show. And you asked, well, if we went on in Pennsylvania, in your market, and the people were just kind of stealing the show and overriding all of our local, overriding all of our network commercials and that sort of thing without our permission, would we have a problem with that? And,
well, not just in my market, but generally, if it happened, it would have to happen on a large scale for it to affect you, but I'm just kind of extrapolating that whole, if it happened on a large scale, it would affect you tremendously, and it was really...
You'd
get paid nothing for your show because it would devalue your show.
Right. And we were actually discussing it during the break, and I just don't care. I probably wouldn't do anything about it, but Manwich says he would. So.
Oh, absolutely. But, if this happened in New York City, you can believe that it would be a huge issue.
Now,
right, like I'm too busy to mess with the courts.
You said you wouldn't do anything about it, but wouldn't that affect your income earning potential? I mean,
not really, because we could always make money off of live reads, and they couldn't override those without having, you know, without really doing some, making some serious effort to do so. I mean, there'd be ways to make money off of it.
I mean,
if that was
maybe
the case.
But it certainly would. It would have to have an impact.
But nonetheless, your point was very, very valid,
it
and
is
you
very
you
valid.
Tied it into the idea of just like a company stealing somebody else's games and reselling those. And I think we've actually mentioned on the show before that if it's a violation of contract, then that's a whole other situation. Like if you have a contract with somebody that says that, you know, you're not allowed to resell our games, then that's, that's a whole different issue than intellectual property. I'm a supporter of contracts.
But the people stealing it would have no contract with you.
Well, yeah, and he's absolutely right. You're doing the talk show host trick of, you know, you're distracting, you're disorganizing and making it so people are looking at other stuff. This is an intellectual property issue. We produce
no, it's
a
not.
Show.
That's
absolutely
just something.
Is.
That's just a fancy word that you put on an
we
idea.
We produce a show that is worth something, and we get value out of it if, you know, if people abide by the rules. But if somebody doesn't abide by the rules and they take our show and they're the only ones that can profit off of it, your show, I should say, they're the only ones that can profit off of it, well, you know, there's a problem.
But man, wait, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Go ahead.
Let me back up.
Tear me up on the snow penis.
You got about a minute to tear him up on the snow penis.
I'm sorry. Let me tear you up on that. You said that in the snow penis case that the person who created that, it didn't matter if somebody tore it down, whatever. And I hate to bring this thing up again because it's been beaten to death.
Do it quick.
And so, in my opinion, that's intellectual property. Somebody created that. Somebody made that. They took their time, and in that case, it's become their intellectual property. Art is intellectual property.
Right.
No matter what way you look at it, it's intellectual property.
Okay. I agree.
So,
go.
In this case, if you're going to protect the intellectual property rights of a radio show, you got to protect all intellectual property rights.
Well, I'm not, which is inconsistent all the time. So.
I'm not talking
well,
about
that's my point.
I'm not really talking about protection. You know, this is an issue if you antagonize and goad your neighbors and they come out and lynch you. Please.
Plus, I consider that real property, not intellectual property. It actually exists. Intellectual
property. You protect their snow penis, but you'd put my job in jeopardy.
Thanks for the call, Jason. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
He's right, though. We really have kind of beaten that thing to death.
Yeah.
We have pounded that snow penis as far as
no
we can.
About it. It is taking a beating, and it is spent. 800-259-5791. Hour number two is on the way. Marsha's email. We're in the middle of it still. Freaks. She thinks we're freaks. And this is your show. Of course, you can bring up anything. 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think you're...